This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 484 and a quarter, no change. May corn, 485, down 3.5. July corn, 489, down 3. March soybeans, 1390 and 3 quarters, up 9. May soybeans, 1396 and a quarter, up 9 and a quarter. July soybeans, 1378, up 9 and a half. March wheat, 679, down 9. May wheat, 673 and 3 quarters, down 10. July wheat, 678, down 10 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon. Soybeans chalked up gains on the USDA weekly report of positive export numbers, and technical trading caused wheat and corn to weaken. But traders are still watching the political tensions in the Ukraine. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 9 cents lower at 445 to 469. Soybean bids were 5 to 13 cents higher at 1342 to 1376. And in the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 4 cents higher at 451 to 474. Soybean bids were 9 cents higher at 1379 to 1396. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn was 3 to 4 cents lower at 460 to 496. Soybeans were 7 to 8 cents higher at 1368 to 1401. And wheat bids were 10 to 15 cents lower at 653 to 682. Now on to Illinois soybean processors. Cash soybean bids, they were 2 to 14 cents higher at 1394 to 1426, with the basis mixed at 2 under to 30 over the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 466.90 to 491.90, and that was up $5.40 a ton, with the basis steady at 25 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 4 cents lower at 473 to 481, with the basis steady at 4 over to 12 under the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 470 to 485, the basis steady to 2 higher at 15 under to option May. Soybeans ended 2 to 9 cents higher at 1371 to 1382, with the basis steady to 7 cents lower at 14 to 25 under the May. New crop wheat prices were 6 to 10 cents lower at 647 to 653. The basis steady at basis steady to 4 higher at 25 to 31 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 cents lower at 508 to 509. These elevators raised their soybean prices 9 to 13 cents with quotations of 1404 to 1417. Soft wheat closed 10 cents down, 703 to 716, and Milo ended the day 4 cents lower at 535 to 560. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 443 to 459, soybeans 1126 to 1165, and in the central part of the state, corn was 444 to 462, soybeans 1145 to 1169. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 438 to 464, and soybeans were 1148 to 1180. Also, soft wheat ranged from 635 to 666. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 143.62, down 25 cents. June live cattle, 136.87, up 20 cents. August live cattle, 134.77, up 15 cents. March feeder cattle, 173.97, no change. April feeder cattle, 175.92, up 5 cents. May feeder cattle, 177, up 22 cents. April lean hogs, 118.92, up $3. May lean hogs, 123.20, up $2.05. June lean hogs, 127.60, up $2.23. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 13th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $2.39, and that was $2.39 higher in a range of $106.08 to $115, with the weighted average carcass price of $108.80. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 70 to 75, 4 to 5 weights 72 to 79, 5 to 550 weights 76 to 80, and 550 and up 75 to 82. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 73 to up to $80. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 19,215 head. And now from the Fairview sale barn, they had receipts of 280 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 144.50 to 150. Select steers were 141.75 to 143. Choice heifers were 145 to 148. Select and choice heifers were 144. And select heifers were 127 to 143. Now on to the Greenville livestock auction. They had receipts of 770 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 146.50 to 155. Select and choice, 138 to 146. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 135 to 139.50. Select and choice Holstein steers, 120 to 134. And select Holstein steers were 110 to 120. Choice slaughter heifers, these are twos and threes, were 147 to 150. Choice slaughter heifers, threes and fours, were 140 to 145. And select and choice heifers, 140 to 145.50. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 269 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 121.47, and that was 87 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 241.30, and that was 21 cents lower, with select carcasses at 236.87, and that was 11 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, which compared to 108,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 406,000, that compared to 418,000 last week and 424,000 a year ago. Now on to the Reels weekly hay auction. They had receipts of 550 bales, alfalfa premium quality small squares, $5 to $6 a bale, alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares, $5.50 to $6.50, orchard grass good quality large rounds, $17.50 to $47.50, and wheat straw good quality small squares, $4.50 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.82. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.83. March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.73. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.74. March and April beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.86. March and April beans delivered to Scottville, $13.75. March wheat delivered to Scottville $6.70. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.82, corn at Scottville is $4.73, beans at Greenfield are $13.86, beans at Scottville are $13.75, and wheat at Scottville is $6.70. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. And part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Macoupin, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 60s with southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, high temperatures once again in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy. A slight chance of rain on Tuesday, low temperatures in the upper 30s, high temperatures in the low 50s. Right now, south winds at 11 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Partly cloudy skies on this Friday morning. Right now, a temperature of 43 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Listen every Saturday morning at 9:05 for WSMI Sports Saturday on WSMI FM 106.1. Brought to you by BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro, Alan Pogonpole, your country financial agent in Raymond, Game Zone Plus in Nokomis, Security National Bank in Witt, Coffey, Irving, and Fillmore, Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare, and by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlindale. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
CHS and Shipman is hosting a charity event in Gillespie tomorrow. I spoke with Bart Baker of CHS to find out more.
CHS has a Harvest for Hunger program, and it's our way of helping give back to the local communities that we're part of. This Saturday, we're having a biscuits and gravy breakfast on Saturday morning at the Gillespie Civic Center, and there'll be dine-in and as well as takeouts there. It's a great opportunity to donate some back to the community.
Definitely sounds like it. And you guys have a pretty ambitious goal. Can you go over how much you guys are hoping to raise?
Well, last year we raised a little over $12,000 that went to 8 local food pantries along with the regional food bank. And our goal this year is to be over $15,000.
Wow, that sounds like it could really go to help a lot of the pantries around here.
Yes, it can. And I want to emphasize that this isn't just a CHS event or an event for CHS customers. This is an event for all of our community members. And, this covers the entire territory that we do business in. And it's a great opportunity to anyone to help with this great project, as well as to, have a great breakfast on Saturday morning.
Now, it sounds like kind of an odd name for a breakfast event, Harvest for Hunger, especially since it's closer to planting season than to harvest season. Can you go into why it's called Harvest for Hunger?
Well, CHS, the Country Operations Division that we're part of, has grain elevators in many, many states across the Midwest and the Pacific Northwest and their upper Midwest. And, I think it starts with on the grain side and, actually, the person from CHS that promotes the entire program, he works in the grain part of the company, and I think he always thanks Harvest. So I believe that's how the name or how the project took that name.
And are you guys hoping to keep doing this year after year?
The Harvest for Hunger program, I'm not sure exactly when it started, but several years ago, and it's definitely grown a lot each year, and it's been a wonderful way for CHS to give back to the communities that we do business in. And I know it's been a wonderful project for CHS Shipment This is our second year of the project, and I'm sure we'll continue to support the project for many years ahead.
And after everyone comes and gives their money for this breakfast, all of the money goes and is distributed to local food pantries?
That's correct. Either local food pantries, and then we have a corporate match that allows us to give some to the regional food bank also.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great program. Is there anything else you want to cover before we go here?
Well, one last thing with our Harvest for Hunger. With this opportunity, you could, we're encouraging our the community members to come to the breakfast. They're able to donate canned goods to the Harvest for Hunger program or donate cash there. It's a wonderful cause. It's a great opportunity. And with a corporate match, we're able to get more than dollar for dollar, on the program. So it's a great opportunity. CHS, we're definitely looking forward to the spring season coming up and a tremendous opportunity this year. And we're very, very proud to be part of this community and looking forward to the spring.
Again, that was Bart Baker of CHS. March is National Nutrition Month. To celebrate this month, I spoke with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council for some nutrition insights.
It is. Actually, Breakfast Week was the first week in March, so we already celebrated that. But it's a good reminder for everyone that breakfast is probably the most important meal of the day, and we need to make sure that we're feeding our kids breakfast, and that as adults, it's important for us to have breakfast as well.
Now, why is breakfast so important?
It really does kind of jumpstart our day. It gets our body going. If you think about it, the body has been sleeping for about 8 to 12 hours, so we haven't been eating food, and it is time to break that fast. If you think of your body, it kind of runs like a car. If you don't put gas in your car, it stops working, and the body is the same way. You need to have fuel in the body in order for it to work properly. And we definitely know that research has shown that those who eat breakfast are more alert, they perform better in the classroom, and they score higher on things like math and reading and have improved behavior. So it is very important.
Now, for those people who don't really like cereal, what are some other options that they can do for breakfast in the morning that are pretty fast?
Well, it really is easy to include some dairy. You can do things like milk or yogurt smoothies and just use some frozen fruits and mix that with either yogurt or milk. That's a great way to start the day. One of my favorites is oftentimes things like leftover pizza. Of course, there's cheese there, and that counts for a serving of dairy, and it's not a bad breakfast food. You can do things like yogurt parfaits, and that's basically yogurt where you top that off with some granola and then layer in some fresh or frozen fruits as well. Make oatmeal with milk instead of water, and something like a grilled cheese sandwich is also something quick and easy and fast and something you can take on the go if you're in a hurry.
Now, I know skipping breakfast is kind of an easy routine for people to fall into. I'm guilty of that from time to time. So how can we kind of prevent that or help incorporate breakfast into a morning rush?
If we're thinking about kids, it may be as simple as just making sure you get them to school a little bit earlier, because many schools do offer breakfast there. Parents can rest assured that really the school breakfast is a balanced meal. It includes several different food groups and also has a serving of milk. So that's a great way to start the day. At home, just keep it simple. And, breakfast is a pretty easy meal to make. It can be something like cereal and milk. Just plan ahead and kind of think maybe the night before what you might want to have for breakfast the next day. You can also, one of the things, the problems we have is just the lack of time. So maybe that means just getting up 10 minutes earlier so that you can put something together, or you could even make something the night before and make it grab and go for the next day. And so think ahead and keep it simple. Use things like maybe pancake mix, scrambled eggs in the morning is pretty fast. And those are easy ways to kind of make sure that you have a breakfast.
Let's cover this National Nutrition Month a little bit more. Can you tell us a little bit more about it, maybe the theme?
Yes, this year's theme is enjoy the taste of eating right. And really the main emphasis is for consumers to remember to include healthy foods in their diet. Make sure you include plenty of colorful fruits and vegetables and whole, also include whole grains, lean proteins, and also dairy. That's what needs to be on our plate every single day. And remember, of course, to start the day with breakfast, because that does provide valuable nutrients that if we skip breakfast, we may be missing out for the entire day. So so in both of these observances, both for breakfast week and for March National Nutrition Month, it really does focus on the importance of healthy diets for children and also focus on the dietary guidelines for Americans. So it's important for children and adults to include a variety of healthy foods at all meals so they grow up strong and healthy, and that really does start with breakfast.
And if people have questions about National Nutrition Month, where can they get more information?
They can certainly visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. And also another website to visit is eatright.org. And that is the website for the American Academy of Dietetics and Nutrition. So that has lots of good information there.
Again, that was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.